Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but with a reason. How are you today? Hope you're doing well. Hey guys, so what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about taking off the blinders in dating and how it relates to like when to kiss, when to be intimate, and how it can also relate to indecision. So if you had not had a chance to, please do watch my videos called When Do True Colors Show, because this is kind of an expansion on that, and also on why it's important to date. So some of you that are new to my channel, if you haven't read my founder story below, part of the inspiration of my company was ending 8 years with a partner for 8 years. So yes, I actually do know some stuff about dating relationships, and yes, I do know what I'm talking about. So you can, you know, take my thoughts the way it is, but sometimes the truth hurts, you know what I mean? Anyways, so what do I know? So let's talk about first topic. So let's be real. We all love attraction. We do. And we're all on those dates where like, oh my God, this guy is hot, you know, or like, man, she is gorgeous. I can't stop looking at her eyes. You know what I mean? So like we all have these internal things where someone's making us blush and they're like, you know, like they're so cute, you know, that kind of thing. Whoops. Sorry. I just moved the camera. But the thing about it is, how do we date where we're more practical and we're more grounded and we don't get caught up with the looks so much? So basically, based on my life experience and what I've learned is I've learned that, okay, yeah, this guy is really hot. Sure, he's very attractive. I find him incredibly hot. But here's the deal. Can he fit my personality? Can he handle my weaknesses? Is he going to make me feel like a terrible person if I show him my weaknesses? This is the reality of the situation. And so this is what I think of in the back of my mind. And how does this relate to indecisiveness? I think what happens a lot is sometimes we get caught up with the looks. And that's why I emphasize to the public, it really is important to date, because part of what I believe is the cause of why Americans aren't happy in the first place with the divorces and bad breakups and everything and accepting dissatisfaction is people don't know what they want. They don't know what's good for them. They could be looking at a drop-dead gorgeous girl, but at the end of the day, is this drop-dead gorgeous girl with a hot body and beautiful eyes, is she going to bring out the best in you? Is she going to be a good fit for you, or is she just going to be pretty to look at and you're going to get bored a couple months down the road or a couple years down the road? You see what I'm saying? So this is the reality of the situation. Now, I do encourage people to date because it's important to figure out what you want. However, with this encouragement of and why it's important to date, don't stay indecisive for too long, okay? So what do I mean by this? So when you're young, it's natural to be indecisive. It's okay. I didn't know what the heck I wanted when I was 25. What the heck did I know? You know what I mean? Like at 18, you are a young adult and you are allowed to be a young adult and you should give yourself permission to have adventures. Because I'm going to give it to you straight. I think too many young people are rushing into relationships, and I think they really just need to relax. And we cannot force relationships. You could be looking at the sexiest guy on the planet, but if he's a boring conversationalist, or has nothing else to offer you besides a good body and a good face, you're eventually going to get bored and you might cheat with somebody else. So, I mean, we got to be a little bit more pragmatic and smarten up with our dating skills, I think, you know. I mean, we all get caught up with the looks, but in my case, because I've dated and been in relationships so much where it's like, I know what I want and I don't play no games. And so my mentor was telling me, my mentor works in the mental health industry, and she was telling me, the guy that ends up with you is going to be a lucky looking man, you know. And I told him, like, I'm going to spend the rest of my life making fun of him the rest of my life. And he's going to like it. Anyways, but bottom line is, don't stay indecisive for too long. I think sometimes it's good to put on some deadlines. This doesn't mean necessarily pressure per se. It's just more putting on a timeline. Okay, if you're hitting your late 20s and you're in your your late 20s and 30s and you don't know what you want yet in a relationship, I don't know. I think that's pushing the limit in my perspective. Now, keep in mind, people do develop at different rates, you know, and people learn differently. Not everybody comes from a family background where you're taught good relationship skills. Not everyone comes from a family where you know what to do in a healthy relationship. And so some people, it takes them a little longer to figure that out than others. And that's okay. You're allowed to do that because everyone's life experience is different. But I do encourage people to date, but don't stay indecisive for too long, because then you get more and more confused. And how much more are you going to stay confused until you remain unhappy? You know, so eventually you do need to make a decision. And we're not meant to date everybody. I think sometimes we force relationships too much. Essentially, it's not sustainable, and it ends up in just chaos. And I'll give you two examples I had. You know, like, I think I mentioned this in one of my videos of how loneliness and love hormones are connected, and make sure we don't do that where we're like, well, I'm lonely and this person's just good enough, so this is all I'm going to get. You know what I'm saying? So we need to be careful with that also mentality, because then that's also not sustainable, where you're like, well, they're lonely, they're good enough, I can't do any better. You know, everyone deserves to have the experience of falling in love. And despite the fact that I'm a career-driven woman that's very ambitious, I still do believe in love, and I'm going to find it one day. And I hope that all of you guys can do it, find it too, if you haven't yet. I think I'll give you two examples. I had two guy friends that were like pushing it with me. Why couldn't we work out and stuff like that? And I'm like, you cannot force relationships. And if you rush relationships, it leads into complete chaos. And that's my next point, is if you're like me, where you've been around the block, you've been there, done that, where your mentality is kind of like, okay, I've been there, I've done that, I'm not going to do that again because I know what I want. Okay. And you're kind of at that point where like, I'm ready to get married. And because when you're ready, you're just ready. And when you know what you want, you know what you want. But at the same time, you should not push it. If you try to rush a relationship too quickly, it dies quickly. And I actually have read a couple articles about that, that actually there is more fulfillment in a relationship if you delay the making out and delay the intimacy. You actually feel more fulfilled by the relationship because you're taking off blinds. Where you're not caught up like with the looks so much. Like, you can appreciate that person's looks, like, you know, man, they're hot, or man, she's such a beautiful looking woman, you know. But at the same time, keep in mind there are personalities and there's brain chemistries, and that person does have a heart. Everyone's a human being, and everyone has feelings and everyone has emotions. And so I think that's important to keep that in mind. The reason why my point of delaying the kisses and the smooches and the making out is you can think more objectively. Now, if you need, you know, like I said, life experience is the greatest teacher. Sometimes you need to make mistakes to learn to figure out what's right. I've learned from my mistakes. You know, I would say there was like only one time where I made out with a guy that I had just met. And we had been talking online, and then after that, I was just like, no, I don't want to do that again, because after I did that, he kind of treated me like I was an easy lay, and then I was like, I don't like that, I don't do that, I don't like that, and I don't like that feeling. So after that, I was like, no, I'm not going to do that again, nope. So I learned that lesson pretty quick. But some people learn in different ways. One of my guy friends opened up to me and told me he had like one hookup one time. And then after that, he was like, nope, Anna Marie, I didn't like it. I didn't like the feeling. So I didn't do that again. So again, life experience is the greatest teacher, but just be careful that we don't, you know, that we have those boundaries, that you're not doing hookups so easily where you actually get pregnant with someone. And then that leads to complete and total chaos. So just be responsible. People lie all the time about their diseases and things like that. But yeah, we do need to be careful with the appearance and the line and taking off the blinds. And so some of you might be looking at me like, well, Anna Marie, when is a good time to kiss or things like that? What would you recommend? Well, again, it depends on the case by case. You know, there are rare cases where you have the most amazing date in the universe, and some people just know. I haven't had that experience yet, but some people, when they say that, when they know, and it's worked out for them. So There could be that, you know. But it depends on what you've been through. I still recommend taking it easy. These days, I'm a bit of a snail just because I've been through so much, where I don't want to go through that again. My ex is still a very dear friend of mine. We highly respect each other. We check up on each other. He's like a good coworker. But like I said, I'm not willing to go through that again. I'm looking for my forever man. So in my case, I would delay smooching and making out until maybe, the third or fourth date. Again, it depends on the time, how much time you spent together, how much time you spent talking, if there's chemistry or not, if you're finding, but again, it's about finding kind of that compatibility, because love can be very blind, and when you get physical, you do get blinded very easily, because you're thinking, oh, I'm in love with them, when you're really, really not. It's just you're get caught up with the physical intimacy. So I would say be cautious about that, okay, guys? So yeah, that's a wrap, y'all. The lesson is, be careful with the datingness, you know, taking off the blinders. You know, you can appreciate the looks, but keep in mind there's personalities and brain chemistries and weaknesses, and you may not even be able to tolerate that person's weaknesses or personalities when you get to know them. So keep that in perspective. There is benefits to delaying intimacy and making out and delaying, you know, the full shebang. There's benefits to that because you feel more fulfilled in the relationship. And you actually feel like the person cares about you too, because you delayed it and you want to get to know that person as a real human being. Because deep down, everyone is a human being, right? And yep, don't stay indecisive for too long, because, you know, if you're caught up, you're like, oh, I'm so confused. And I think that's also why people get so confused, is because, you know, they're attracted to two people at once and three people at once. But take off the blinders and see the person for who they really are. Because that gorgeous girl that you are so attracted to, one of them could be a complete total mess when you live with them and you share responsibilities, and the one of them could be complete heaven and could be easygoing and things like that. So it's good to take that in consideration. And it's also too important to know that there's lots of nice girls out there. There's lots of great guys out there, but which one is the best fit for you? That is the key, right? And that's tricky. That's tricky, but you got to figure out what works right for you. Okay? So we're on this journey and we're on this life together, people. Okie dokie. I hope you enjoyed this video and you got some insight and you learned some things about my life and my thoughts and the realities of dating and taking off the blinders and all these things. Please do check out my other videos. Please like, subscribe, and comment below. Please, you handsome men, you beautiful women there watching. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm there for you. Multiple hugs a day. Keeps breaking his way. Man, don't forget. Okie dokie. And sorry that there's no cute doggy this time, but maybe I'll have a cute doggy next time. All right. Bye.